Time to talk some technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are we doing, mate?
I'm really well, mate. How are you?
Not too bad. A little less housework around your place at the moment?
Look, there is, and I feel a little bit guilty. I've got this robot in my home. It's called the Ecovacs X1 Omni. And this robot, it's a robot vacuum cleaner, but it has so many more features than what we've seen in the past. It mops. It has a camera built in, so it can actually see if you've left your socks on the floor, and it goes around them to make sure it doesn't get caught in the vacuum. But when it finishes vacuuming and mopping, it goes back to the station and it cleans itself, as in it empties itself, and then it actually cleans the mopping pads and refills its own water tank to be ready to go again. So I don't have to touch this thing really for a month at least before I need to worry about emptying the water or the bin out.
It's funny, when you mention this, all I think of is Rosie from the Jetsons standing underneath the shower.
Kind of is like that. There's only a couple of things that it's not doing for me, which is probably actually helping me have a shower in the morning or anything like that. But it's delightful. It's much more than I expected it would be out of a typical robot vacuum.
So it's one of these little round type routines that just works their way around the house sort of stuff?
Yeah, exactly. And it's actually even got microphones built into it now as well. So say, for example, you've spilt something in the kitchen, you can actually call it to come to you and clean where you've made your mess.
What?
So you can just say, hi, Eco, and then it just wakes up and you say, come over here and clean, and it drives to your area and it does a couple of meters squared around where you were standing because it can actually see you with the cameras. So it's crazy in the way it can follow you around.
Just so I know, it is actually the machine doing it. They don't have somebody at their head office who automatically logs in and starts looking at the camera in your machine to guide it there, does it?
As far as I know, it's just the machine. I would never want to assume that that's not the case.
And can you rename it? Can you call it Damn It? Like, damn it, I've just dropped something in the kitchen.
Oh, I wish you could. You can rename the vacuum, but when it comes to voice commands, it's always listening for the Hey Eco,
hey, Eco
call sign.
Well,
yeah,
once you
say that, it comes.
Well, that will be this is how the language changes in our life. And soon, instead of dropping something and going, damn it, you go, hey, Eco. That'll just mean the same thing.
That's it. And then it just comes over and says, how can I help? I love it. I love our little robot servants.
Now, this is something that could affect a lot of people here in around the Upper Hunter. The 3G network for Optus is going to shut down very soon.
Yeah, a portion of it will be, and I think for anybody who is using an old smartphone or even just an old sort of basic phone, needs to be paying attention to this, because if your device is, you know, around that 10-year, 8-year-old mark, and fortunate if you actually have a phone that's still working that's that old, it may only be using that network. A lot of other phones use multiple networks, but if it is just one that supports the 3G Optus network, you could be in a little bit of trouble and need to upgrade by the end of next month.
So I know on my phone, sometimes it says it's on 4G and then occasionally it changes to 3G. I'm guessing if it's 3G constantly, you're in the target zone.
Yeah, it would be. And the thing is, if your phone is 4G capable, it also probably supports other 3G networks. It's one of the 3G networks that Optus holds is the one that's being shut down. So, you know, we're talking about people who've got, say, an iPhone 3GS, which is an old device, somebody who's got an old Samsung Galaxy S2. I mean, they're up to S22 now. So, I mean, it is people with older devices, but it could be, you know, parents, grandparents who have been holding onto a phone for a long time because it still works. They might find that by mid-May, it actually stops working completely, which would be a shame.
Will we see the other 3G networks shut down much soon after?
Look, I won't be surprised when they start to do that as well, because what's happening effectively is, as there's more 5G networks and eventually there'll be a 6G network and things like that, they need to find space in the air to actually give them this band. So what happens is they say, well, which ones can we shut down? And they start from the bottom, basically. So 2G is gone. 3G is what's on the chopping block next. So, yeah, eventually, once there's enough capacity, that's what will go completely.
So the safest play at this point is, if your phone is around about 8 years or older, maybe it's a good time to go and have a word about getting an upgrade now.
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't have to spend a lot of money. You could be spending $80 for a brand new phone these days that would actually support all of the new networks. So if you've got an old device, you don't have to, you know, go crazy around spend. You can do about $80 and you'll be able to replace it with another smartphone.
Great advice. As always, Jeff Quattromani, we will catch up and talk more technology next week. Thanks, mate.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.